We are all too used to hearing stories about improvised explosive devices in Iraq, what the U.S. military calls IEDs. The makeshift bombs are deadly packages that can be found stashed on the sides of roads, buried in piles of trash, or hidden just about anywhere. IEDs are among the biggest causes of U.S. casualties in Iraq. In cases when an IED is spotted, a U.S. explosives ordnance team is dispatched to go and defuse it. NPR's Jamie Tarabay recently embedded with U.S. troops in the northern city of Kirkuk, where she watched an Iraqi explosives team in action.
Sergeant Ryan Lord hadn't driven his Humvee more than 50 yards out the last gate of Forward Operating Base Warrior when Iraqi police, standing in the middle of the road, waved his convoy to a halt. One Iraqi policeman tells soldier Mike Taylor there's an IED just ahead.
You talking about that right there? Should we go to the left? Wayne Kong.
Taylor asks the policeman in rudimentary but workable Arabic, which way should he go? The convoy sits and waits. Then Sergeant Lord notices something else, another suspected IED.
See if you can spot it on the right side. I see it right there. I see it right there.
The first Humvee leads the rest of the convoy over the median strip to the left side of the road. They sit and wait some more on the wrong side of the road. Iraqis driving cars in their direction quickly turn their vehicles around at the sight of the stalled convoy.
We're stuck in between.
The convoy has two potential IEDs to deal with now. One about 10 yards away, another 20 yards back. They're told the Iraqis are sending an explosives ordnance team, known as an EOD, to check out both IEDs.
Let them know that Iraqi EOD is preparing to detonate that thing.
The U.S. military has spent lots of time and loads of money training Iraqi security forces, but things don't always go as planned. The Iraqi police start shooting at the potential bomb, hoping to set it off, but to no avail. The convoy continues to sit and wait. An hour passes. As Sergeant Lord watches, the Iraqi police move closer to the suspected bomb.
Well, he's not going to get up and look. But they're running wire to it. What happened with that? They give up and just start shooting at it again?
Yeah.
IEDs aren't normally a laughing matter. In Kirkuk, the bombs are the biggest danger to both U.S. and Iraqi troops, as well as local businessmen and politicians. However, in this incident, the first IED turns out to be a fake. To the surprise of the American soldiers, this emboldens the Iraqi police, now focusing on the second suspected bomb.
Oh, he kicked it! The second one must have been safe, because they went over to it, kicked it over, and then threw it across the road.
An hour and a half after first stopping, the convoy moves on. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
This left turn right here.